When you haven't found love, it can feel like everyone else has. It's in every movie, every song, and all the PDA. Looking for love sucks. Thankfully, California Psychics can give you the guidance you need to find the one. We guarantee, if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. Visit CaliforniaPsychics.com and experience the joy of certainty. California Psychics.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Da-da. Do you guys just play music all day?
What?
Somebody just texted us and said, do you guys just play music all day? Do you actually talk?
Well, we did a couple of tunes there. A couple of tunes because they're big hits, babe.
Sometimes we got to pee.
Yeah. We gave you Posty. We gave you Taylor Swift. What else you want?
Exactly.
What else you want?
God. All right.
Come on.
Bitchy. All right. A couple of things. First of all, man, this CEO, you guys, he cannot get a break. Now, Lego has come out with its first set of Legos called My First Affair.
I don't think it's his first affair.
I don't think it is either. To
no,
be honest.
I don't. No. When you are ballsy enough to go with the HR director and get busted there, you've done something in the past too.
And so here's the thing, Andy and Kristen. Okay, you're gonna know these names forever. Andy and Kristen, they were at the Coldplay concert, and they're both having affairs on their significant others. And the Kiss Cam came along, and they were smooching, they were huggy duggy. You know what I mean? They were and what gave it away? And I agree with Carson 100%. The moment
he ducked, like, come on. People know that something's going on.
None of us would have even cared about this kiss cam if he would have just stayed right
there.
Seriously,
it would have just been another couple up on the kiss cam for 5 seconds and that's it.
We might have found out about it later from his wife or something like that, but the reaction when he saw the camera on the Jumbotron,
Dive!
There's a lot of suggestions on the internet how he could have fixed this. Somebody said, why didn't he act like he was giving her the Heimlich?
Yeah.
You know, like that would have been like if he saw the camera, like, oh, God.
Well, she's choking.
Yeah, she's choking, right? People, Paramount just put out a thing. Why didn't you act like you were on Titanic? But here's the thing. They're saying that Andy, he showed Kristen a lot of favoritism and that she came up through the ranks because Andy was boinking her. So there's all kinds of problems at the company. They're now also saying that the thing that the company could make a statement and say, we're going to do an outside investigation into this. And we're going to look into how this has affected our company. And it says some of this, it's a startup, so they're funded, right? It says some of the investors are going, wait a minute. And so they might have some of their funding pulled. It's just a mess.
Yeah, it's a big mess.
It's a really big
mess.
He's
the CEO, so yeah. I mean, it's at the very top right now. Herping in HR, too. Yeah. Telling people how they should conduct themselves around the office
I
and
know.
Different things. I mean, you're talking about hypocrite.
Yeah.
I mean, so is he. I'm not putting all the blame on her by any means whatsoever. But her, she is an HR director for the company.
And they said that he promoted her all the way up there because of that. Because he was, so she got more money and all that stuff. But yeah, do we have a no fraternization policy here?
I have no idea.
You want to get together and see?
No, I do not.
Test it out.
I'm a married man.
Yeah, but are you happy?
No, well, that doesn't mean anything. I'm still married.
Oh my God!
Should
all
we
right.
Do it now?
Let's see here. There was a couple other things I wanted to get to. First of all, you know my boyfriend. I have a boyfriend. His name is Bryson DeChambeau.
Yes.
Yeah, he is my boyfriend, and he does not know this, of course. Do you see his pants?
His pants?
Oh, my God.
No. I haven't seen his pants.
Talk about moose knuckle.
Yeah.
Wow. Holy Toledo, you
Are
guys.
Are they tight?
Oh, my God.
Tight pants?
Oh, he's got some tight pants on. So tight.
Okay.
Yeah. And see those, Schmidl?
They're very tight.
Those
yeah.
are very tight. Yes.
I wonder how he walks in that.
I don't know. He's what's the guy from the Weather Channel? That Jim or whatever?
Cantor.
Yeah, he's wearing Jim Cantor pants.
Yeah.
Anyway, so the reason why I bring it up is Bryson, he's a golfer, right? He's my boyfriend. I love him. And he did not get one birdie on round one. Not one birdie. Round two, 7 of them.
Pretty good.
Isn't that crazy?
Pretty good.
With his tight pants on. Yeah, let's go, buddy boy. Let's go. All right. Let's see here. Oh, there's a really cool thing I was just showing Carson. It's on the market. Well, it's not on the market. It has crowdfunding right now. You guys, you got to see this thing. I'll post it. This guy has come up with an AI laser for mosquitoes.
Oh.
Right?
It's the best thing ever.
It's a little box that you put out on your porch, and when it detects a little mosquito, it goes bzing, bzoom, and it blows it up in the air in mid-flight.
It's like playing centipede.
It is. It is. Bzoom,
yeah.
Bzoom. Yeah, and so it's called the Photon Matrix. It's an AI laser. It can kill 30 per second of mosquitoes, and he's getting crowdfunding. People love it. The only thing I wonder is, like, can it distinguish between, like, your dog's eyeball and a mosquito?
I
know?
Hope so, yeah.
Or, like, right? Once it kills the mosquito, does the laser keep going? Like, if I'm on the other side of the mosquito, am I going to get hit by the laser?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I have questions, too.
I don't know, but I need one at my house because it would be like a machine gun going off.
I know, 30 per second.
So many.
And it can do flies, it can do gnats, it can do fruit flies, all that. So I'm telling you, this is going to be the next new greatest thing. Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath's final concert film is going to be released in 2026. A film with Ozzy Osbourne and Black Sabbath, that was a huge concert, titled Back to the Beginning, Ozzy's Final Bow, will be released in theaters early 2026.
That's going to be a good, I think it's going to be a good moneymaker for the charity. Sharon! you know, this charity, they've already raked in millions, hundreds of millions of dollars from this concert.
Yeah,
it's unbelievable. Highest grossing for a charity ever, right?
Right.
And now they're going to put it in theaters, and that's why they're doing it. They're putting it in theaters so they can gain more money for the charity.
Do you think they're not going to take a dime of that?
No, it's going to be for charity.
You think so?
I'm sure it is, okay. Yeah. Because doesn't he have Alzheimer's? Parkinson's.
Parkinson's, yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He has Parkinson's, and he goes to that foundation.
Some guy named Steven just got fired. Because, you know, I'm going to say his last name wrong.
Why?
What's his last
name? Colbert.
Yeah, thank you. Anyway, he just got fired, and he's been on TV for 10 years on Late Night, and he announced that it was his last show. I guess the ratings and the revenue didn't work out, and so... He got kicked to the curb.
Those shows, late night shows, are doing terrible right now. Every one of them.
It's because it's streaming. Because people like me are on Netflix. And we're like, not Netflix, Netflix.
It's crazy.
I think that's a streaming service, too.
Oh my God, it is. I'm going to start that one. I'm going to start Netflix with a great name.
That would take off right? So bad.
Oh my God, I got to go on and buy that right now. That name, Netflix.com. Yeah, man. Who needs OnlyFans when you have Netflix? Oh, my God. God. But anyway, Jimmy Kimmel, he responded to Stephen being kicked to the curb. He said really mean things. He's like, oh, okay, CBS, nice. Just take your Sheldons and get out of here. I love all the Sheldon stuff. I love that. Young Sheldon is a great show. My God. Anyway, so yeah, that was the whole thing.
I think they know they're going to be next.
Who?
People Kimmel.
Oh, yeah.
And I bet Seth Meyers. Right. Yeah. They all know it's coming. Yeah. Look at all their ratings. They just cannot make. I mean, these guys are getting paid. I mean, if they would go back to the company and they would go to CBS or ABC or somebody and say, hey, look, instead of paying me $15, $16 million, why don't you pay me $5 and I'll do this show? They could probably save it.
Yeah.
But when you get overpaid and you don't bring in ratings, boom, you're gone.
Thank you all for listening. We're very appreciative. Big hug to all of you. We love you guys. Thank you so much. Anyway, play golf at Coors Field. I know BJ hates this. He thinks it's dumb, but I think it's really cool. You can play a round of golf inside Coors Field. Upper Deck Golf returns to Denver on Friday, October 3rd and 4th. And so I guess it's PXG is going to be there and all that. And you just hit the golf balls from the top deck.
Yep.
It's such a great event that we can count on this every single year because we won't be in the playoffs.
What is
it? It's an annual event.
October.
It's in October.
October?
Yeah. Wow, that's mean.
That's so cool they can do that.
You can buy your tee time, get on the wait list or whatever. You go to upperdeckgolfing.com. Again, it's upperdeckgolfing.com. You know, I'm intrigued by it, but I get what your side of it was when I brought it up last year. Like, why?
I don't get it.
You said it's like Topgolf.
I just don't get it. I don't get what it's all about.
Yeah.
Is it for charity?
Is that why they do it?
I don't know. Who gets paid for this? Because you got to buy tickets to participate.
Yeah, I bet they're not cheap either. It's a thing that where they go against, they go around to the most legendary ballparks and stadiums across the country. You get a first-class experience while hitting tee shots from the upper deck throughout Coors Field down to the custom greens on the field below. You start and end your round at the Clubhouse Festival inside the park. They have music, food, and golfing challenges.
Yep.
Well, that sounds kind of fun.
Get your tickets if you want to participate.
Again, that is at upperdeckgolfing.com, upperdeckgolfing.com. All right, there you go. Tableau Trash.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. It's Friday. The weekend is almost here.
BJ and Jamie.
I wish I could whistle. I'm like Peppa Pig. I just admire that. People that can whistle.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
But I don't know. My dad and my son, they do it and they don't even, well, my dad used to. My son doesn't even know he's whistling.
No kidding.
Yeah, he doesn't even know it's happening. I was like, why are you whistling?
Well, there's whistling and then there's being able to carry a tune with whistling.
Like he said, I don't even know I'm doing it. And I'm like, oh my God, it is true about like you have, like it came from Grandpa Bob, obviously.
Down, yeah. Because
it drive me nuts when my dad would do it so loud and like freaking, I don't know, tire store.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh my God.
I admire that though.
You do?
Yeah, old man whistling.
Yeah.
I could do a whistle, but you got to do the fingers in that thing. And it's very, very loud, which is I'm very proud of. But I wish I could do like that song has.
But you can't just whistle, really? Can I try? No, you have to put your lips together and blow.
I can't whistle. Never could.
Wow.
Not good, but.
What about you? Shmadel, it's whistle time. You know how many people are in their cars right now trying this?
Yeah.
Just say it. I wish I could whistle.
You gotta wet your lips a little bit, too.
Yeah, you're dry.
Yeah,
I can't. Dry. I'm a dry lipper, man. I just cannot whistle.
Oh, well, that's unfortunate.
Oh, well.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ Jamie Morning Show. I gotta tell you, man, the number one story in the country.
Yep.
This affair, man. This affair busted at a Coldplay concert.
I think we've just uncovered some more information, I think, by mistake. So Carson and I did a deep dive into the guy, Andy. Andy and Kristen, they were caught smooching on the Jumbotron, and they're both married to other people.
They're canoodling.
They are canoodling, and he's the CEO, and she's the... what's the HR director. Yeah. And so they were caught on cam. Andy ran for the hills. He was so freaked out. He ducked like he's 7 years old. Ah, I'm so scared of the camera.
He ducks. She turns her back. She finally just finds her way out of there.
Yeah. And so then
you've got the other lady. There's another lady in the video. She's great because you can tell that she's in on this. She knows exactly what's going on. You can tell by her face is like, oh, crap. We're caught. She's got this look like, oh, she doesn't have to run. She doesn't have to run, but she knows she's right there in the middle of it.
Yep. So Carson did a deeper dive, and he found out that he's from like some...
Worcester, Massachusetts.
Originally, right?
Yep.
And so, but the company is based out of Ohio, so we're thinking this was a work trip. So it gets worse.
I'm thinking the opposite.
What?
I'm thinking that he lives in Massachusetts because he's at Gillette Stadium. His family is there. He came back out from his work is in Ohio. He's back at home, but he brought her out to his hometown.
Oh, he even went deeper.
Oh, that's what I think's going on. Because if he's from Massachusetts, that means his family, the wife and kids, are all in Massachusetts.
Yeah,
he's flown her from Ohio to meet him to be
worse.
At the concert, right?
And that other girl's the executive assistant that's helping, like cover it all up.
She traveled with this woman.
Yeah.
This woman, the HR director, and this woman, she didn't want to come by herself, so she brought this
lady with her,
and they showed up.
Okay, question
And now he literally is cheating in his own backyard.
All right, so question, who did he say he was going with?
Oh,
he probably didn't even say he was going to the concert.
Oh, okay.
He probably just said he had a work night.
Yeah.
That he has going out to dinner with maybe some other
meeting.
Yeah, something like that.
She obviously doesn't have Life 360.
Oh, he never told his wife that he was going to the concert because what if his wife said, I'm a big Coldplay fan.
Yeah.
I want to go too. Get me a ticket because she knows he's a CEO.
Yeah.
He could pull this off. So I'm sure he told her that he was going to some restaurant, some big high meeting. I'm going to be out late, honey. Go ahead and go to bed. Put the kids to bed. I'll be home when I can. But that's what it's looking like to me.
This whole thing is a mess. She's going to get one hell of a payout.
Oh, it's going to be
the wife.
The wife.
Yeah.
The HR person's about to be fired.
Yeah, and so is he, my guess is.
Yeah.
Because they said that he put her through the ranks and showed favoritism the whole time. And so they're both toast. Or as they say, people don't say toast anymore. They say cooked.
Yeah, cooked.
Yeah. Toast is over. I know. I got to get with it. They're cooked.
What about the lady that's an accomplice? Now, does she get fired too?
Oh.
Because she's in on this.
Yeah, yeah.
Huh. You a lot of questions.
I think you clean
well,
house.
Well, I think that she gets to stay because she felt forced by the CEO.
I'm with you. I think she gets to stay. I think she's going to save her job. The only reason the other lady would lose her job, the HR director, is because she is HR director. So she is the person telling all the other employees, don't be doing this crap. You can't be going out to concerts with the CEO when he's married.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
Shit, that's why she's going to get popped for this.
So
right?
This whole thing. Oh, my God.
What a great story.
But even our boss, I mean,
love it.
Kabasaman Mike is not a gossiper, and he's the most mellow, chill, cool guy you'll ever meet. He came in here, and he's like, what about that affair?
Oh, he was so excited.
The world is talking about this.
Yeah.
I cannot think of two people that went from nothing as far as a public stage, for the most part, to this type of news coverage, and it's all because of the internet.
And already to get your first Lego set.
Oh,
my gosh. And it says it's called My First Affair, and it's like, it's Chris Martin. It's Chris Martin in the corner. You build him out, and then you build these two up on the balcony.
Are you telling me that I can leave here right now, and I can run over here to Target and pick up that Lego set?
It's already been in production. Yeah.
Well, that's where I'm headed then.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.
EJ and Jamie.
That'll do it. We're done. We're done. We're done for a Friday.
I cannot believe how clever people are about this affair thing. Yeah. I mean, it is amazing. Carson just showed me something on the TikTok shop.
Yeah. It's a t-shirt, and it's the, I mean, it's the best thing I've ever seen. So what did it say? Hold on.
It's a picture of Coldplay, yep. Like the cover album.
Yeah, it's like the cover album says Coldplay. Divorce tour below it. And it's got the picture of them in the sphere. And then it also says behind it says, I took my side piece to the Coldplay concert and it ruined my life. That's the back.
That's the back of it.
$6 on TikTok shop. I'm buying it.
Somebody should change it to Cold Player.
Oh, yeah. Oh, right? Yeah.
Player. He's a player.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
We could do our own.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lord. All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Big shout out. You're going to a wedding today.
I am, but she doesn't want her name mentioned.
Well, congratulations to her, who we can't mention her name.
I think she's knocked up.
Yo, what?
Well,
no way.
If you want to keep it secret.
I mean, that does, yeah. There is something, yeah.
You mean Sally? Sally is knocked up?
Sally's knocked up, man.
Sneaky, sneaky.
I mean, if you're having a tiny wedding, right? Yeah, it's a tiny, tiny wedding. Right. And I was told not to tell anybody. I mean, come on.
Yep, Sally's pregnant.
Yeah. Congratulations on the baby.
What do they call that? With a child.
Yes, with child.
Yes, we're going to a wedding with child. With child. With child. Everybody have a great weekend, man. We will see you back here on Monday, promise. And be safe. Don't drink and drive. We'll see you then. Bye.
Love you, people. Mwah.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.